And welcome back to the program. It's Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times on 1260 WRC. And here's a name you've heard in the past, and maybe not for a little while, but we're going to bring her back into the spotlight. Ladies and gentlemen, Christine O'Donnell joins me. She's a former candidate for the U.S. Senate, a marketing and PR consultant, and the subject of a front-page story in today's Washington Times. The story headline is, former GOP Senate candidate Christine O'Donnell told her tax records were breached. Christine, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me this morning, Andy. I appreciate it.
Well, my pleasure. Now, folks, many of you recall that Christine was an up-and-coming star in the political arena, a Tea Party favorite who knocked off a Republican who the mainstream had tagged as their guy. She won the chance to go after the Senate seat once held by Joe Biden in Delaware. And she was not successful in that bid. And there were a lot of things said about you. A lot of things were simply untrue. And we're starting to see this whole thing unravel a little bit because you got a phone call in January of this year that revealed some pretty interesting stuff, huh?
Absolutely. Actually, first it started with a personal visit, and that left to the phone tag, that led to the phone tag. But, yes, I got a call that the Inspector General's office, which is like the internal affairs for the IRS, mm-hmm. had uncovered that on March 9th, 2010, somebody working for the Delaware state government had illegally accessed and misused my personal tax records, and they wanted to know, you know, if I knew this person and if March 10th, 2010 was significant. And of mm-hmm. course, that date is very significant to me, as it's the date that I sent out the press release announcing my U.S. Senate campaign in 2010. It's also the date that very same day that press release went out, the IRS placed an erroneous tax lien on my record. They filed it with the Newcastle County Court that very same day. So three monumental things happening all on the same day seemed like too much of a coincidence to me.
Yeah. All right. Now, do we know who did this and, you know, how they did it?
Yes. However, at this point, because it is an ongoing investigation, I don't want to give out those details. You know, if you want to talk to the special agent or to Senator Grassley's office, they may be able to. But at this point, I am so thrilled that professional investigators and the authorities are digging into this matter that I don't want to, you know, I don't want to do anything to mess up their investigation.
Yeah. Now, it was discovered that there is sort of a back door into this information. I think Chuck Grassley is the guy who brought it to the forefront, saying, wait a minute, hold it. There's a method, there's a means for government officials in states to get into the IRS system. This is something I've never heard of. Have you?
Well, now I did.
Well,
of course, when the tax lien mysteriously appeared on my record the very day I announced, and a reporter had a copy before I had ever even heard about it. You know, I had suspected something fishy, and the IRS just dismissed it as a computer error and couldn't explain it. But what Senator Grassley and the other investigators have discovered makes perfect sense. And, you know, what it appears is that this person specifically was assigned to a task force that gave him access to my records. Now, that's what I understand. So it sort of provides a blanket of protection, but he did not have probable cause or a reason to do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, and yours evidently is not the only case, although no one's been identified or, for that matter, prosecuted in any of these cases, right?
Right, and that's outrageous. The fact that Eric Holder and the Department of Justice are saying that there's not enough to prosecute is just, it's just ludicrous. I mean, come on. Watergate was such a big deal because somebody broke into an office,
mm-hmm.
and you have IRS officials abusing their power and abusing their access and illegally and inappropriately accessing the personal and private tax records of candidates, and then in my case, coincidentally, you know, an erroneous tax lien happens to appear on the same time that they accessed it, and that tax lien happens to be, you know, circulated in the media just days later.
Yeah.
You know, that alone is suspicious enough that if Eric Holder were acting in a truly independent, nonpartisan way, he should be all over that. He should want to get to the bottom of this the same way that I or anyone else in the public eye or anyone else who's mm-hmm. in America
yeah,
should want to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, of course. The IRS says the one person they're aware of that illegally accessed the system did not work for them. And I'm curious, why don't we know that identity? If this is not the same person that was dealing with your case, is that what I understand?
No, this is not the same person,
okay.
at least that I'm aware of.
Okay.
Because The Washington Times has had two articles so far about this, and one was about, you know, the 4 to 8 unnamed cases
mm-hmm.
that the Inspector General's office knew about. I was not one of those cases. From what I've been told, mine is not one of those 8. So the Washington Times wrote a separate article, which came out today, about that. Now, the excuse that they're using is that there's something called 6103, and that's a law that protects the private tax records of individual citizens, saying, you know, you can't access them. So at least in my case, they're saying that by disclosing the information on who and why they accessed my public records, this person accessed my public records, by giving that information to Senator Grassley's investigators, they are violating that person's privacy. I mean, that's just that's backwards thinking, and that to me, it's very suspicious that somebody in that position of authority would so carelessly apply that law to protect somebody who clearly abused their position.
Yeah. You know, as this investigation goes forward, I know the Washington Times will cover the story, but I'd also at some point like to talk to you again. In the meantime, what are you doing now? Have you given up on the whole political idea?
Well, you know, what I'm doing now, as the article mentioned, for the past 6 months, I've been, you know, working with various investigators from different departments on just trying to get to the bottom of this.
Mm-hmm.
And before I consider any other kind of run, I'd like to, whatever my part is in getting to the bottom of this, I'd like to commit my time and my resources to that. Because, you know, the whole reason I ran, Andy, was because I felt like, as many people did, that Washington has turned into a corrupt favor factory.
Yeah.
And this proves it.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't clean this up, whether it's I for another Senate seat or someone just getting involved running for a city council or mayor's office, if they don't have a fair shot, if our political system is not fair, it's got a greater impact on the whole idea of American freedom and what it means to be an American and what it means to for our nation to be a beacon on the hill. So for the immediate, I'm focusing on this. Depending on how long that takes, you know, the seat that I ran for is up again in 2014, and many people have asked me about that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I can't honestly consider that until this is cleared up.
Yeah.
You know, there's no way I would run into, you know, an unfair fight again. Who would? So a lot of it depends on how this plays out.
All right. Well, we'll be watching, and please keep us posted on it. We appreciate it very much. Thanks for coming on the show today, Christine.
Thank you, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Christine O'Donnell, former U.S. Senate candidate who was absolutely vilified and now we find was a victim of IRS tinkering. Well, someone tinkering through the IRS. The IRS, I got a funny feeling I was going to say, oh, no, that wasn't us, it was somebody else. And we'll find out what happens somewhere down the road, I'm sure. The story is in today's Washington Times front page. It's by Ben Wolfgang and Dave Boyer. It's called O'Donnell Told Her Tax Records Were Breached. All right, it is 12:53 at 12:60 WRC.